technically, right now, some of your people do have 32 gallon. My point is, suitable for manual collection, you can put yard waste in that. We can manually load those. So it would be a way to recycle your old containers if you took both service options.
Okay.
You're doing well.
Okay, so like for example, like right now, just dealing with one of the constituents that had issue, he was in a black bag. You guys didn't take it. So what you're saying is right now they're supposed to have taken that, and you know it's supposed to be clear or paper or
correct.
Okay,
and the reason being, if our guys don't know what they're loading, or you have manual trash and you got manual trash and black bags on the ground, and then you got your yard waste right next to it in black bags.
So I agree. It's
I believe
ridiculous.
Our contract specifies that.
It does.
I think we have taken them in years past.
You have, and thank you, but you're not contractually obligated.
Correct.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm.
What is your recommendation for the city of Franklin, and why?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. My recommendation would be our original proposal. No bulk items. You guys have a real unique gift with the fact that you have a landfill and people are allowed to drop items off. If there's something that you got to get rid of that doesn't fit in that, call us for a special pickup. Next year be $50. It sounds like a lot of money. It's really reasonable for us to get a truck to you, manually load your stuff, or if you're remodeling your house, get a dumpster. So my suggestion would be, you have plenty of options for that. Ours would be fully automated garbage and every week recycling. And I'm going to tell you, I believe that your young families with kids will love that. Your people that travel and miss their recycling week with only two a month will love that. I mean, just not having to remember which week is your recycling, people will love that.
And that is the bottom option on the sheet.
Yes, it is.
And the bottom option on the sheet for $134.67 a year per resident.
Correct.
And the difference between that and the 2019 price per month is what we're paying now, basically. The difference between what we're paying now per month and the 134, it's the difference between 106
would be the 2772.
Okay. So basically, we would be asking residents to come up with the 27. What did you say? I didn't hear you. All right, 2772, and we would end up with automatic garbage cans, and those garbage cans would be sized at?
We deliver everyone 96s. If you want a smaller one, we'll do smaller ones. We do the swap outs at no charge. We just ask people.
Smaller as in
48,
what?
48, half the size.
You would go from 96 to 48.
Correct.
And then they would also get out of that weekly recycling, and those bins wouldn't change, and those
correct.
Would be the same size, and those are currently what people selected at that time.
Correct.
Some people have 96 and some people have 48. So for $27.72 more a month, we get automated
per
choice
year.
Of bins.
Per year.
We get automated choice of sizes, weekly recycling versus every other week for a price difference of that $27.72. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Nate, is there a chance that if a homeowner wants to go to the smaller amount that they could get two containers? It's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
I'm just saying that because there's people that have single car garages. And other units that have smaller units, and we would like these canisters to stay out of the view of us driving along.
Yeah.
So that would help immensely in regards to a possible ordinance requirement that we might have to do in the near future. I hear your argument in regards to option four, into going to weekly recycling. I mean, I guess I was one of the only alderpersons that was originally said, let's go with it, because I understood the dilemma of what you were going through. And so I'm glad that this this is back in front of us. One other thing that I would like to ask is if we are going to vote on this tomorrow, and by the time that this is incorporated, in the meantime, could you revert everything back to its original basis so we don't have that confusion until canisters and we would convert to the new system, meaning that we let, you know, everybody that's got canisters of the larger capacity, that hey, we continue to pick these up rather than leaving signs on the canister saying, hey, we can't get it, can't do it.
Yeah, if there is an end in sight, there's no question that we can do that.
Okay.
Of the green notices, is there anything predominantly going on in terms of why the green notices were issued?
As in what issue was the greatest of the boxes
yes.
being checked?
What would be the predominant reason?
There's kind of two sides to it. There's two. The first is extra recycling on the side of carts that doesn't fit, okay. which led us to our every week recycling proposal. The other is container sizes and capacities. And the other thing I want to make clear too, our contract allows 40 gallons or smaller. When I instructed my drivers to leave the notices and actually finally start leaving containers, I told them take everything that's smaller than a 64 gallon container. So there's probably still a whole section of people between that 40 and 64, and part of that is just because I don't want to get into a pissing match with a resident and say, I think that's a 40, you know, so I'm leaving it. So we've still tried to avoid that. But the size of containers is the big one, and then on recycling, it's extra materials.
Because of the people that have contacted me, and that's by phone and by email, the ones that have taken the most time to contact me are people with families. And they do have a need to recycle. They think it's a good thing to do, but their recycling bin fills up if you've got a big family, and then you have to put it in the trash anyway.
Right.
So it's not taking advantage of the recycling. The other thing too is that if they could have maybe one or two of the weekly, if they would need it, would you pick up two of them on the weekly garbage?
Oh yeah.
Because they seem to want to go along with it. I mean, people have said they'd be willing to do some kind of a nominal increase, but to get the better service of the weekly recycling as well as the automated. But the idea is some people would maybe want to have two on the automated garbage.
And we did give you the prices. We bill additional containers direct to residents. And I'm going to tell you, of the 120,000 homes that we collect every week, the number of people that contract with us directly for an extra garbage or extra recycling bin, it's a fraction of a percent. So I think oftentimes there's the perception that I need the ability to put out unlimited amount of trash every week, but the reality is that's not really true, even for larger families.
Because there's a significant, as I go around the neighborhood and look at trash on those days.
Of course you do.
to see if there's anything of value. No, a lot of seniors put out one bag, and they're very comfortable with everything the way it is. But you've got the families on the other continuum here that are asking for more. And I have a mix. So there's an education process that they can't just put out the bag now with an automated system. And that's going to be a new learning curve for as far as getting it accomplished. So that's all.
Alderman, if you think about it for a minute, if they have too much recycling now biweekly, chances are if they kept their 96, they would have more room every week than they have now with 2 week 96 gallon. Because in essence, they're having half the recycling. So, you know, just think about that. Alderman Mayer?
Okay, thank you, Your Honor. First of all, I want to thank you guys, because over the years, every time I've had a concern, you guys have been extremely responsive, and particularly the last couple of months when there's been issues, you guys have taken care of things. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but it gets taken care of. So that goes a long way to build my trust and faith in you. So I'm willing to listen to all of this. Now, the numbers are confusing tonight, but really, we talked about an additional $27, but we got to remember that in 2020, the base, what we're getting now, would go up anyway. So really, the only difference between what we would pay for what we're currently getting in 2020 would be $15. Is that correct? Plus the $10 that city gets. Is that correct? Either one of you, anybody?
The mayor's recommended budget did not recommend any increase in the the solid waste fund, even though we knew we had the projected 1.9% increase in costs because of enough fund balance to deal with it.
Okay, but the cost is going to go up in 2019. If we change nothing, the cost in 2019, if we still do the bi-weekly recycling, manual garbage, the cost is going to go up in 2019.
2020.
Well, that's what I said the first time.
The city's cost would go up. The okay. residents' cost would
so
not.
So from
help.
That cost in 2020, we're going to go up anyway. From that cost to the cost you're proposing now with the biweekly automatic is only going to be $15 difference from what I can see.
No, Alderman, there would be no increase in price in 2020 from 2019. $106.95. That's it. Same price. Because we'll absorb the CPI increase.
There's one thing I think that it's not being thrown out there from my listening to this earlier conversation. When you're saying leave it the way it is, like we've always done it, would be that $10 or so or $12 increase. If we're going to follow the rules of the contract, means we're not picking up. So if you have a 48, it ain't getting picked up. You got a 64, it's not getting picked up. So right now, John said we're following the contract. With the letter of the law, we're going to follow it. So I had a garbage can that was 64 gallons, that one little plastic bag with a dead mouse in it, and I had a green slip on there. They didn't pick it up, okay? So if that's how we're going to be, then the cost won't go up. If you want to go to how we were, before you guys stepped up and said we're going to enforce the contract, that's $12. So if you want to just do status quo how we've been for the last how many years, where your guys are hurting themselves and picking up everything and stuff like that, that's going to cost you $12.
That's what I'm trying to figure out here. What would it cost? Because I'm all in favor of this, but I want to know what the difference would be, because the cost is going to go up next year anyway for the city at least. Mm-hmm. We're paying more for each unit.
A dollar something, dollar whatever. That's all the city's absorbing.
So if nothing changes, the cost for the city next year would only go up a dollar per unit?
If they follow the contract. If they follow the contract like they have been the last 2 months, which has caused this issue to boil over and fester, if they follow the contract, the taxpayer will pay the exact same amount. The city's just going to eat the dollar something.
Correct.
If you go back to how it was 2 months ago and the last decade, then it's going to cost us $12 more.
Okay, so from that to what we're proposing now, from that $12 more,
right, is only
$15.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to get apples to apples here. So really, realistically, it would go up anyway. It should go up anyway, reasonably. So we're not taking this drastic leap. We're only talking $15. Now, my other question is the $10 that we collect. So we collect that $10 on every one of the units, the 11,369 units. And where does that go?
The city has costs associated with the fees for going into the landfill, as well as our internal costs. We have DPW folks are doing some time for solid waste service collection, and so that's what that other $10 is paying for.
Okay. And then one more question for Nate. Recycling. You hear lots of things about recycling. can our residents be assured that what they put in the recycling bin is being recycled and not just the different collection for the landfill?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
So previously, a lot of your material did go to China. They were the highest payer. When that ended, we took a big hit, which is part of the reason you'd see these fee increases more on recycling than on trash. But 100% of what we're taking in, we process, and now we sell locally, just not at very good rates.
Okay. And then the other thing, the publication of this, the publicizing this, getting the word out to the community, what's happening, is that going to be on us or on John's? Because that's part of the problem here. When you do certain things for a number of years, those become the accepted norm. And then when you impose the rules that have always been there, they weren't being enforced. So that causes a problem. So we need some kind of a publicity thing going out here. I don't know if that comes from you or us or what.
There'd be cooperation with the city, but I can say to our end, I can say when we our best tool is when we deliver carts. We hang something on every cart.
Right.
It'd be similar to what you received when you got the green cart.
Yes.
But it could have maps. It could have communications from the city because we print stuff and hang everyone ourselves.
And that's going to go out to every one of the 11,000 units. They're all going to get a new cart.
Plus or minus some condos.
Okay. And they would be able to get that information at that time?
Correct.
Okay.
I just want to say that the most comments that I receive are that the recycling is not frequent enough and that the bins, they want to do more recycling. So that's what I hear the most. I do hear concerns about really large garbage cans for some people, so I like the fact that you're offering both sizes just like you're doing with the recycling. And for what we would be getting and the price difference, it makes sense to just go automated. I mean, I don't know why we're holding out as the last community to be automated. It helps you. It helps the situation for the residents with their garbage sizes. And so I would be for the automated either way. From what I'm getting, the residents would prefer additional recycling, but if, depending on where the rest of the council goes, if they just want to do automated and stick with every other week, that doesn't really serve the concerns that I've had, but I'd still be okay with that. So far I haven't really heard where everybody says they're leaning, so I thought I would be the first one to say what I've heard and what I would be in favor of.
Alderman Taylor, then Alderman Nelson, then I got a piece.
Thank you, Your Honor. First off, so my 64-gallon, that's the same brand. It's a tote, just like my 48 recyclable. We'll put a sticker on that thing and good to go on that. So a lot of people have that situation. How are we going to handle, if everybody gets one, why should, someone get two or three? If a person has more than one can, you're only going to drop off one. Are you going to then... are they going to reach out to you and then say we want to set up our own separate billing?
Correct.
So everybody gets one. You don't get two just because you're nice and stuff like that. Everybody gets one, whether it's a 96 or a 48. So if the family that has extra, a big family, they have to pay an additional fee, correct?
Correct.
All right. What about situations, and I kind of brought it up earlier in the middle of the whole, what's the actual numbers per year? You have the situation where you have the holiday party or summer party, and it's just one or two times a year that you're just above and beyond, and you put your bag next to it or something. How are you guys going to handle that? Because you guys have been really good for all these years of, taking care of just about everything, going against what the contract says.
Yeah.
How will your drivers handle that? Or is it going to be, if it's not in the bin, can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. That's a tough question. Automated collection, like we said, is designed to keep the guys in the trucks. That said, and our contract will be spelled out that way. Our goal as a company is to continue to find ways to set ourselves apart, as everyone else who does automated collection. And so We do ask that our drivers do that. There's a caveat to that is if there's someone who's going to be abusing that, you know, and I'm going to tell you what, too. A lot of times it's like, and I know we're not all home during the day. I was a driver. If I had people come out to me and say, hey, look, I got an extra can. Can you dump it today? Or I got a couple extra. Can I throw this in? Or better yet, stay in your truck. Let me just toss it up in there. Every time it's a course. I'm glad for you to do that. If you're putting out extra stuff every week, it will not work. Because then we've got the same system we've got right now with more expensive carts and more expensive trucks.
So that's a situation where I would expect that you would force their hand to either you don't pick it up or there are going to be ones that sign up for a different additional can, if that's the case. But you're saying for the one that has the Christmas party or the summer party or the two or three times a year where they just have, like I mentioned on the phone, I got a hose reel. Should I drive it all the way to the landfill or should I put it out next to, because that's like once or twice a year. Those types of situations, I wonder how we were going to handle those. So that's good just to kind of, as long as people aren't abusing it, that's good.
Alderman, let me interrupt you on that.
Yeah.
This issue is the primary issue why today we're still manual trash. I've done this, three or four times.
Right.
This issue of people needing to put out more is exactly why we're doing manual collection and why we have not gone to automated recycling. Franklin folks like to take care of their trash and put it out and have it picked up. That's why we're doing this. That doesn't work because then they can't lift it.
Well, no, go to automated and get a bigger garbage.
96 gallons it. So.
No, he said 48 and 96.
You get one.
Right.
That's a detail.
But what he's saying is there are things that sometimes just don't fit in the size doesn't fit in the garbage can. It may not even be that it's heavy. It just doesn't fit in a garbage can. And now people, and that's exactly why we haven't.
A neighbor of Mark's and mine last Friday had a hose reel, a bicycle, and another big bin of something to go in the trash. Forget it here on out. Now, and I'm just saying that. I have no dog in this hunt. I don't. Whatever we decide is fine by me. But I just want to raise that because I kept all my emails. Because when I was an alderman and we were considering this, I put out an email blast like Kristen and Alderman Barber do. And, boy, I got responses. But you know what? The response was 50-50. Now, if you're willing to, so you got to take care of those other things. So I just wanted to point out that this is the issue that we need to deal with. And we'll have comments about. Now, as for publicizing the fact that they'll pick up whatever you leave off, that would be a huge
mistake. I don't think you do that. I think could I get in my vehicle and go up to the landfill? Because we have that luxury. Sure, I could. But people are not going to do that. And so if they put out that plastic hose reel that weighs 3 or 4 pounds, are you going to drive by and pick up the garbage can automatically and go by, or are you going to set yourself up from the rest and do that, knowing that your drivers do the same route, and if it's the same person time after time after time, you're going to say because the goal is to keep them in the truck, except for when you do.
And all I'm saying is we don't publish.
No, I would agree. I would agree with that.
Alderman Barber.
No, I wasn't done. So. I wasn't done. I would say that regarding where I'm leaning, I think we should go automated for the trash. I guess I'm indifferent on the recyclable, whether it's weekly or biweekly, and not going to throw a fit either way. Whatever the majority wants to do, I'll go along with it. I just know that there's a lot of these issues that we can solve for. That just based on the feedback I saw on Facebook and the feedback via emails and phone calls, the one thing we cannot solve for is every single person that says, I don't want to pay more. That we will not solve for. So if you're going to do this in year one and we're talking $12 for the most simple one, $12, you are going to hear about it. We know you are for $12. So do you do the whole thing at once or did you do the first year automated and then down the road weekly? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. But the people that are telling you, I don't want to pay any more, you can't solve for that. Lastly, obviously, if tomorrow we make a decision, I think it's important that you have to go back to the way it was just until the, like Mark said, until the contract, you know, the cans dropped off. But what about the fact, what about the people that went out now and have bought new garbage cans, 40 gallons and stuff like that?
We'll buy them back.